Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. So can we get to do this next week? No. Today we're talking about avoiding procrastination, and our guest is Barbara Dowse from Success Mindset. And we're going to talk about avoiding procrastination. So glad you could come, Barbara.
Well, thank you for having me, Mary.
Okay, so why is procrastination such a problem?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of research in neuroscience, and ultimately, people are stuck in a rut of sameness. So that rut is the conditioned mind, and the brain likes to go into its neural pathways of familiarity of what it already knows, and it feels comfortable. Right? So anything that feels hard to the brain wants to go to the rut of sameness because it's avoiding using energy. Our brain doesn't want to use energy because it's constantly looking for threat. And as it's looking for threat, it's conserving energy. So it's called the path to least resistance. So we're just going to keep going back to feeling lazy or comfortable, or no, I'm not going to push myself, or it's too hard, or oh, I'll do it later, all of that. It's just a mechanism. And until we grow aware of how to work with this mechanism, more often than not, it wins.
I'm sure all of us have things on the to-do list that have been sitting there for months. So particularly when you're a startup business, this is a dangerous place because you can get into your comfort zone and then you don't go find the clients you need to generate revenue, or you spend too much time on some detail that nobody really cares about, right? So do we have some tips on how to avoid that or get past that?
First of all, it's awareness. Right? Being aware that you're in your conditioned mind, being aware that you're in fear, being aware that you are pushing off something that you know you should do, So it's resistance, right? And that one of the techniques that I use with my clients is that when you feel the resistance, it's the Nike slogan, do it anyway. Step into the fear, step into the resistance, because on the other side is usually magic, or it's a breakthrough, or it's recognizing that you can teach your subconscious mind and your brain that when you do something different and you do something scary and you do something outside the comfort zone, you're not going to die. So it's kind of like, you know, the Mel Robbins approach, the 5-4-3-2-1. When you feel it, and as soon as you start going into the logical mind, when you go into excuses, justifications, rationalizations, blaming outside yourself, that's when you're in what's called a paradigm. You're in your old program. You're in the old self. And that more often than not is going to win because the brain is looking 85% of the time for threat. So I like to do different like brain hacks and work on two habits at a time that I'm going to change for a 30-day period. Now, there's all kinds of studies, right, Mary, that have been done that takes 30 days to change the neural pathways. Some people say it's 40 days, for transformation. The Lon University of London did a study where they said it says 66 days. For me, it seems to be about 90 days. But I focus on, a couple of habits at a time that really need my attention. I work with a success habit chart and I decide what the new habit is going to be. It's not as soon as you decide what habit you need to release, such as not making phone calls, what's the ha new habit you want to create? Making phone calls. And I'll use little techniques like put a couple of glasses, an empty glass in front of you and another glass with some paper clips or, coins. And then for every phone call you make, put a paper clip into the empty glass and then visually see that maybe you made five phone calls today. And then let's play a little game because we love gamification, and self-motivation is always the issue for most of us, myself included. And another brain hack, I remember I ran a theater company back in my 20s and I'm an avid exerciser. And I started seeing that whenever anybody called me to go to lunch, when it was time for me to exercise, I would go to lunch. But I put in my book, I put business meeting for every block of time I scheduled for exercising. I played with my brain a little bit and put business meeting. So when somebody called me, my go-to was to look at my calendar and say, I'm sorry, I've got a business meeting. I can't make it today. And that broke me of the habit of doing, not doing what I was necessary to do. So whatever it takes, to be aware. So it takes a high level of commitment to change, and doing it by oneself is pretty much the hardest thing for any of us. So that's why I say hang out with an accountability partner, get coaching groups, get a co whatever it takes if to motivate oneself, to do the thing you say you want to do. Otherwise, stop saying you want to do it.
So that's the real tip, is that you got to find out what works for you. And it's not just because you're afraid of something, you're going to die. 99.5% of everything we do, we're not going to die. Okay. And the other thing is that you're denying yourself the joy of the endorphin rush of having finished something.
Exactly. Exactly.
So go outside your comfort zone, do those things you really don't want to do. And if you really can't do it yourself, delegate. Find somebody else to do it, a volunteer, a virtual assistant, somebody you can pay, someone you can offer to pay later or take out to lunch or
Exactly.
go exercise with them.
Exactly. Or create a system that is going to be more efficient. And when I work with people in my groups, we go after big, hairy, audacious goals. Like you don't know how to do it. So any of those excuses are automatic. You're going to have the excuses, you're going to have the limitations, you're going to have the limited mind. But once you decide and commit wholeheartedly, it's kind of like burning the ships when you get to the island that you want to conquer. There's no going back. And when there's no going back, it starts to get very exciting. And at the same time, the old self is going to put up a royal battle. And it's getting through that stage of understanding, it's just you're stepping outside the tribe, you're stepping outside what's, familiar. And when you go after the impossible goal, or what you might think is impossible, you discover parts of yourself you've never yet met before. And the potential starts to ignite a fire inside of you, but it doesn't mean it still won't have its challenges or its obstacles or the crux in that climb up the mountain, but it becomes the mindset of like, are you, your problem is created because the solution already exists.
Right. So are there apps or things like that for anti-procrastination or for goal setting? Have you found any apps that work for these things?
I don't use apps. So, if any, if the only apps that I'll use are mindfulness or calming, or I have a partner and we do brainwave entrainment. So I work with brain frequencies to just calm that nervous system, and working with that voice and the inner critic. Those are the apps that I use.
Okay, so pick one thing every day that you absolutely have to do.
And I say, pick one thing every day that scares you. Get into the habit
Right.
of, challenging that part of you to do something different.
Sure.
Recognize that your nervous system is going to go a little wacky, and then just say, do it anyway, got to do it anyway.
Yeah, and new things prevent Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. There was a brain study done on that with some nuns and Dr. David Eagleman, and he discovered that once they did cognitive behavior exercises, games, meditation, eating right, exercise, and they did autopsies on their brains, and most of them had Alzheimer's, but they didn't have the symptoms of Alzheimer's because their cognition was so high.
Oh, hey, way to go. Thank you so much,
You're
Barbara
welcome.
Dowse.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you coming, and we will put contact information and links in the comments so people can get more information about how to avoid procrastination. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful, and one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for a stuck. Time to improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.